It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. More at carolinachamber.org. That's for more on the Chamber. You can get more of the town of Chapel Hill at townofchapelhill.org. And we are joined by the mayor, Pam Heminger, who is here in the studio today. How are you?
I'm good. Happy spring.
Happy spring. Happy birthday. Also, by the way, that was yesterday, right?
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
It's the first day
along.
Of spring, another year, you know.
No, it's good. It's all
awesome.
Good.
Cool. So you celebrated your birthday with a town council meeting last night, which
that
is
was
great.
I decided I wanted a party at
exactly,
the meeting.
Exactly, yes.
That was good. No, we had a good meeting last night. We had some different items on the agenda that one will be coming back to us again, but we made some progress on some other items. Mm-hmm. But the first up was an update on the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. And great work, great partnership, working together, we can solve homelessness in our community. The stats were in for the one-day count, as they do. They pick a point in time and do a count, and they look for people where they know they are, but they look in our shelters, and they have a better way of knowing who's out there because they've been working with all the different partnership groups that work together so they can get a count. Mm-hmm. So right now, it says that we have 152 people experiencing homelessness each night. 113 of them are sheltered and 39 are unsheltered. And partnership secured $724,000 in federal funds during 2018. And they're working on the gaps analysis now. The rapid rehousing, drop-in day center services, all those kinds of things are strategies that have worked well other places, and so we'd like to help employ that. And as our town is the biggest one in Orange County, we tend to have the most aggregated folks around. So we're trying to figure out how to make all that work.
How are the trends from last year, from previous years?
So we were up a little bit. And they have some reasoning for that, but also they have a better way of doing the count. So they weren't sure whether we were up or whether we just had miscounting people before. Mm-hmm. But we've also graduated a lot of people out of homelessness into stable housing. So like I said, these partnerships, and it's been a great program, and I know that we can be successful in this.
Awesome.
So that was good. We also had the public forum on community development block grants. The president did not put block grant CDBG money in his budget, but we're hopeful that it will come through as it worms its way through Congress.
And that's a tendency to happen. Like the president's budget comes out, and everyone immediately has this huge reaction to it. But that never ends up being the final.
But you don't know that, and you have to prepare, because they don't finalize their budget till October, and we have to have our budget plans in and approved by the end of June is the requirement by the state. So we have to figure out, and I will tell you that mayors across the country have banded together to advocate, and this is always top of the list. CDBG mm-hmm. monies go a long way in all of our communities to help with all kinds of situations.
Why are those grants so important?
We use them for a lot of our affordable housing work and our public housing work. It gives us opportunities. Those monies can be used to bridge gaps between things that we don't have a direct pot of funding for. And for us, it's been upwards close to $1 million this year. It's down to like $500,000, a little below that. That's a huge number for us, and so it's vastly important. Mm. So yeah, so that was on there. We also had the Glenn Lennox Performance Incentive approval last night. We've been working really, really hard for the last year to figure out how to get office space out of the ground. We've had only two buildings in 10 years with nothing else in sight other than this Glenn Lennox project. But it's really harder to borrow money for commercial than it is for residential. And that's one of the reasons we're seeing so much residential growth is it's easier to borrow the money, the investment's less risky, the interest rates are less when you're doing this. Banks and other lending institutions and investors invest in commercial, they want to see 50% of it pre-leased, or 30 to 50, depending on the building size, before it comes out of the ground.
Has that always been the case, or is that a recent thing?
It's kind of more recent since the 2008 9 downturn.
Okay.
It's just been a more risky investment. But we're seeing those projects happening in Durham and Raleigh, where there's a known commercial base. We haven't been known for a commercial base here, so it's a little more risky, and it's harder to get the investors to sign on. When a town gives an investment incentive like this, banks and lending institutions pay attention. It means the town is vested and wants this to happen and sees the potential, because they know governments tend to be risk averse also. So it sends a huge message. But Glenn Lennox said that if we approve this, they could come out of the ground this year. Otherwise, it would be a long time before they're working on the residential, but it would be a long time before they would bring the commercial component out of the ground. And we have no other prospects in sight at this point in time. So we're hoping to send the message that we're serious about commercial coming out of the ground. We want jobs here. We want companies here. Companies aren't willing to wait 18 months to 2 years to get into an office, but they just aren't.
Because they're looking for now.
Well, they're looking for now, yeah. But they're also trying to figure out the market. And if we don't have anything more than 10,000 square feet to show a company that might want that size, or a whole floor of a building, and a lot of the companies who are coming from outside our area in want that newer space, want it on the transit core, walkable, all that stuff. And then we have our startups here who are trying to grow, and we have a lot of small spaces in Chapel Hill commercially. We don't have that many large spaces to show folks, and we've had to just turn down offer after offer because they want something guaranteed to come out of the ground less than that. And we've tried other things. An incentive in this manner is we don't give them any more money back than they pay in the property, the increased property tax. So it's a 5-year window. That's all this council's willing to commit to. It's a 5-year window. They pay in the property tax. We grant it back to them. We can't use the word rebate. We grant it back to them, and it spurs the next building to come out of the ground. But we do that over a 5-year window only, and we don't give them any more than they pay in, and to a set up to $2.2 million. We think they'll be beyond that value, and there'll be actually money coming in, and there will be money coming in from the residential side as well, but we're only focused on commercial with incentives.
Is this the second incentives offer that's been made? I know Wegmans was the first, right?
Wegmans was the first, and then we did an incentive with Caraway Village to do the road improvements. That was also, it was more of a delay of annexation that gave us that buffering, and we're delaying annexing the property until it was completely finished, so they aren't paying the taxes but we got credit for that amount, and then some property tax, sales tax back in if they meet certain guidelines, and it's also within a 5-year window. Mm-hmm.
So. What kind of office space are we looking at in Glen Lennox? Because I know you mentioned a bunch of different businesses, but they're all looking for different types of commercial space as well.
But we have a lot of, so our startups are here, and there's other companies that are attracted to the startups. There's companies who are attracted to the workforce coming out of UNC that want to be located in Chapel Hill. It's also close to the I-40 corridor, which connects them to all kinds of things regionally and internationally. We've had companies come from other countries looking for space here, trying to figure out. You get people who want to, there's a lot of venture capital investment in the Research Triangle Park now because of all the innovation and technology and where the life sciences, and you've got all the different things between the major and smaller universities working here. And so companies are coming here to take advantage of that. So you're seeing all kinds of things from technical and life sciences oriented to investment strategies oriented. It's amazing, and we haven't had any office product to show them.
So does Glenn Lennox know what type of office space it's
going to
be?
They've been having all kinds of conversations, but the newer office spaces tend to have more flex space inside, a little less formal with the walls and the reception area kind of thing. So they're well aware. They've built in many other cities across the country. They know what attracts folks. They know it works, and they have connections to lots of other companies who are already leasing in other cities across the country with Grub properties.
Uh-oh. Awesome. We're good.
Okay.
That might have been the end of a game that just happened.
We'll
see.
Okay.
And speaking with Pam Heminger, Mayor of Chapel Hill, talking about last night's meeting, which had a bunch of items on the agenda. I know senior housing on Homestead. There was a development on Irwin Road.
Yes. So senior housing on Homestead. In order to rezone, there have to be 6 votes. We only had 7 council members present last night. We have a couple out with illnesses. It only received 5 votes last night, so it has to be delayed to come back. On second reading of a rezoning, all it takes is 5 votes, so we'll see what happens. So we didn't do the SUP part of that because we hadn't done the rezoning. There would be no, so that will come back to us on April 10th. And then we had the Christ Church over off Irwin Road and Old Oxford Road. Concept plan, just ideas. And there was just a lot of mixed comments about that, both from the public and from the council members. So we'll see if they come back and if they make changes or not before they file an application. So we gave a lot of input.
Cool.
Today, I went out and did a tour with Meals on Wheels. I love that. I go every year. And getting to watch an amazing program that not only brings food to folks, but checks on people and connects people to community. And I love getting to meet the folks who don't get a chance to come out to council meetings or to events and things and just have some conversations and hear their concerns and hear their positive things. There was a lot of positive comments about things. And looking forward to warmer weather. But what a wonderful, wonderful organization. And if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, they love to have you. And they always need donations to help get the food. I learned today, I hadn't understand about the desserts. The volunteers all sign up to cook, bake once a month to provide the dessert component. But then they partner, Meals and Meals partners with K&W Cafeteria and other groups to have the main part of the meal. And then the fruit is purchased to go along. So there's milk available, the main meal, a piece of fruit, a roll, and dessert. And not everybody can have all that, so they have it all charted out, like this person's diabetic or this person doesn't like bananas, we found it today. So, you know, we just didn't put that on the list. So
awesome.
That was good. No, it was really good. They're doing about 160 to 180 people every day. And it's just, it's a wonder. It's been here for 40 years, and it's just been wonderful for our community. I attended the Visitors Bureau introduction of the new ag campaign, trying to attract people to our communities, talking about what makes us special. I love some of the conversation and some of the design team's ideas about what is different here. And it was celebrating individualism and being able to be who you are and come here and experience and do things. So one of the taglines was just do you. Mm-hmm. And the other one was space to be you. And they're trying to figure out how to merge that, you know, that creative energy is something too we talk about with our innovation that's going on here, whether it's a new business or art or whatever, but come be adventuresome, come experience, come be yourself, come be comfortable or come be uncomfortable, come do try something different. I mean, it really is kind of who we are. We're different in that way that and that's the way the outside of our community kind of sees us, is that we're different and people are different here, and we like that.
They do a really good job, like, selling Chapel Hill.
Yeah, and promoting. Let's use promoting Chapel
Hill. Promoting Chapel Hill.
Well, tourism is a huge part of our economy. People come here for multitudes of reasons. University is a huge draw, of course, but also the arts and also just the historical, and there's just, we were listing different reasons people, and whether older people like multiple things on an ad or just one picture, and younger people like many different things, it was a really fun discussion. So I'm looking forward to see how that all shakes out. And then tonight, there's a climate change forum over at the library from 5:30 to 7, and I'm gonna be speaking about things the town's doing and about the Jordan Lake One Water that we're working on together. So really excited about that.
Awesome.
And the ribbon cutting for the turf fields is
I saw that Saturday right?
Yeah. This is a big step forward as far as I'm just think it's great. We partnered with Triangle United Soccer and Rainbow Soccer, fronted some funds for us to put in the artificial turf. The town bridged the gap with the rest of that. We went with the turf that has, it's a new product. It's got cork inside instead of the crumb rubber, so it's supposed to be healthier for you. But by having artificial turf, we can use the fields more often, which means more people get to have ability to play. The town then collects more revenues to help stimulate more programs, and it's a good experience. I'm excited about this tomorrow.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, we got to wrap up, but I wanted to ask you one thing before we do sidewalk dining. Town council talked about that. Planning department's talking about it this week, right?
Yes.
Where do things stand there?
Oh, I'm excited about this. We've had a pilot program going for a while. We want to make it so easy for people to be able to do sidewalk dining. We want to also for pop-ups, we want to make it streamline that as well. Our staff's been working on it. We've tried it. You've seen more sidewalk dining downtown. We want to have even more of that everywhere. People like it, and so we want to make it successful. So I'm know the council's supportive of doing all this, so it's good.
Awesome. Yeah. townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Mayor Heminger.
We're going to be having a challenge with Carrboro. It's One Water Day tomorrow, World Water Day tomorrow. We're going to be challenging folks. We'll be talking on the air about this too. You can sign a pledge to reduce your water consumption for the month of April. The more pledges, and it's a little bet going on with Carrboro that gets the Golden Faucet Award.
Is it a per capita thing, or does Chapel Hill start out with a natural advantage there?
Well, no, it's how many people sign up to do it. So we'll see if the Carrboro or the Chapel Hill citizens are more engaged to sign up to do this pledge to reduce the amount of water you use in your life for the month of April.
All right, sounds good. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.